Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can get us on your smart speakers. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio. You'll get us live or anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show and we'll be there, and you can listen to us there as well. It is coming up on 409.80. 2 degrees on this Monday, October 6, 2025. We started talking earlier about this incident in Chicago to where the chief of patrol of the Chicago Police Department over the radio called off all units responding to an attack on federal ICE agents. And this just wasn't a rowdy crowd. This just wasn't crowd control. This was an assault, a vehicular assault that took place by a large, violent crowd. And when responding officers were requested from local municipalities, the chief of patrol for the Chicago Police Department refused to send them, told them to stay put and not respond. That is just unheard of. Chicago police officers en route to help federal agents who were being surrounded and menaced by an angry mob of ICE protesters were seemingly ordered by their chief of patrol to stand down and not provide assistance. Stunning dispatch audio and internal messaging has revealed. The group of agents were conducting a routine patrol in the city's south side on Saturday when they were attacked by rammed by vehicles and boxed in by 10 cars. 10 cars rammed them and boxed them in. The Department of Homeland Security and video has shown. The agents were on patrol about 15 miles from the anti-ICE protest when they've been simmering for several days outside of the ICE processing center in the Chicago suburb of Broadview when the attack began. Once they attempted to flee their trapped vehicle, a woman, later found to be toting a semi-automatic weapon, attempted to run the officers down but was shot by police. Local cops were initially prepared to help the agents, but were ordered to stand down by the chief of patrol, according to shocking dispatch audio transmissions. Now, this just wasn't a rowdy crowd. This wasn't a protest. This was an assault by armed assailants ramming their vehicles and armed with weapons against ICE agents. A call for assistance went out for local authorities, and they refused to respond. Not the officers, their chief of patrol. Now, again, like I said earlier, thankfully, officers just happened to be crossing the path. And, you know, when they absolutely saw something, obviously they have to get involved. Not that they were responding. Younger male wearing all black wanted for a hit and run. The guy fled the scene. A female dispatcher blares in response to the call for helping them surround ICE agents. The audio shared, when the offending vehicle crashed, they ran the federal agent off the road. They fled on foot westbound. A male voice then comes on the radio channel telling the dispatcher to direct officers to head to the scene but stay put a few blocks away and await further instructions. A few seconds later, a male voice is heard again saying, "Parsley, per the chief of patrol, clear everybody out. We're not responding over there." The female dispatcher tells the officers on the way to the distress call, "Per the chief of patrol, all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody out to that location." A male officer responds over the radio of sirens wailing in the background saying, "We're going to clear out as soon as we can. We're like blocked in over here. So we're going to do the best we can to get out of here as soon as we can." Now, in police translation to that is, "We're here. I'm telling you we can't get out because we're already here. And due to the chaos, we're blocked in. So we're going to do the best we can while we're here." And good for those officers. An internal department memo sent to Chicago cops and obtained by Fox News confirmed the shocking reversal. And I just listened to the audio a second time. And it's abhorrent that this goes on. And hopefully, and nothing's going to happen from the Chicago leadership, this chief of patrol who should never wear a uniform again. Should never wear a uniform again. It's as simple as that. The National Fraternal Order of Police and the Illinois State Fraternal Order of Police condemned reports that Chicago police officers were barred from assisting ICE agents. And I just posted that letter on my Facebook as well. Washington, D.C., Patrick Yose, National President of the Fraternal Order of Police, and Chris Southwood, President of the Illinois State FOP Lodge, were shocked and appalled at reports coming out of Chicago that commanding officers barred local law enforcement from assisting immigration and customs enforcement agents while they were surrounded by a group of protesters. They keep calling these individual protesters. This was an armed assault, vehicle ramming, armed with weapons. Details are still emerging, but it appears that officers from the Chicago Police Department were ordered not to assist a group of ICE agents as they were physically threatened by what appeared to be an angry mob. Let me be clear, both the National FOP and the Illinois FOP believe that when an officer calls for assistance, you answer, no matter what. The Trust Act is an Illinois state law that generally prohibits local law enforcement agencies in Illinois from participating in immigration enforcement, according to the Department of Homeland Security. ICE agents have faced an 1,000% increase in violence since the start of the year. Now, listen, if the Trust Act says that Illinois state law enforcement officers can assist ICE agents in immigration enforcement, that's one thing. If federal agents are calling for assistance for their own safety, that's another. The number one unwritten law rule in law enforcement is that we respond to any calls from officers in distress, Southwood said. What would have happened if the local police were facing threats and nearby federal officers were told not to assist? Whether you agree about immigration enforcement or not, when a law enforcement officer is in trouble, nothing should stand in the way of fellow officers rendering assistance. Now more than ever, police officers need to band together to order to protect our brothers and sisters who wear a badge. We at the National FOP, as we as our members of the Illinois FOP, condemn these actions and urge Chicago officials to ensure that any law enforcement officer needing assistance is guaranteed that their brothers and sisters in law enforcement respond expeditiously. Now, there's been chatter nationwide in law enforcement circles, and I've been part of that because I'm part of that chat, that are looking to, hey, let's take it out on the rank and file of Chicago police officers. This was not a Chicago Police Department decision. This was a Chicago Police Department leadership position and elected official position. I've worked hand in hand. I have plenty of friends who are Chicago police officers. They are second to none. They are the best of the best. They are dealing in a situation that is most of us can't even fathom in the environment that they work in, with lack of support from their leadership, lack of support from their elected officials, and lack of support a lot of times from their own communities. But yet they go out day in and day out to do the job. So I don't want to see anything that targets the rank-and-file police officers. Like I just read to you in the story, the rank-and-file police officers did what they needed to do in this case. They happened to be stuck there, and so they had to take police action while they were there. Good for them. Now, it's also being known that leadership in the Chicago Police Department is either going a step further and looking at the GPS tracking in all the vehicles to see if any of those units responded after the fact. That's how much they are digging here. And you have to realize, this was just not an unruly crowd. This was not immigration officers doing enforcement. They were targeted and attacked. Their convoy was away from the area, were rammed by multiple vehicles with armed assailants, so much so that they had to shoot an individual because she was armed, that rammed them with the car. There's video of this out there. Pushing their SUVs off the road with their own vehicles. And when assistance is called, because this is getting out of control, for multiple reasons. Listen, if you're a federal agent, if you're a police officer anywhere, and you were just rammed by multiple vehicles and pushed off the road, and now there's armed assailants, your adrenaline's going, that's not the best people you want dealing with that crisis situation right there. So it's better if you have responding officers that could come in, fresh from view, not involved in whatever the situation was, take control and get calm. But yet the Chicago police leadership sees otherwise and just tells them to stay away. What if the federal officials, instead of just having to shoot the one armed individual, what if this was greater than that? What if there was a rash of back and forth gunfire in a community street? What kind of dangers does that put your community in? What kind of danger does that put everyone in? The fact that this is going on our city streets, and the mere fact that you have the governor of Illinois and the mayor of Chicago going on TV and saying, this is being manufactured. Yeah. The thugs in your community ramming federal agents and armed is manufactured. You're damn right, send the National Guard there. And again, to protect federal buildings, right? Because the National Guard do not take place in enforcement activities. They free up federal agents that could have responded to their fellow federal agents in a time of need, to where you at this point can't depend on the Chicago Police Department leadership from sending them the way it should be. So what dangers does this put you in, the public in Chicago? What dangers does this put in people visiting Chicago on business? What danger does this put in everyday citizens, that at any moment you could have this free-for-all? And now that you have these thugs, these aren't protesters, these are violent anarchists ramming their vehicles into federal agents and armed with weapons. Now that they know that this is the response from local law enforcement, do they step it up a notch? Do they say, hey, let's just full out take them on because we know that they're not coming? And don't think those aren't thoughts that just happen. Look at the chats of these groups, these Antifa, these anti-ICE groups. This is exactly what they want, an armed confrontation. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Got a text message in with a news story from News Nation Now that says, well, the Chicago police leadership and Chicago officials are denying that they refused to respond. And then says, I'm not sure if I have the whole story correct. But unfortunately, I talked to two different Chicago police officers that were working that night and on the scene, and a federal agent, that is exactly what happened. They were told to stand down. A matter of fact, the audio is out there now, so I don't know how it's even in dispute.
Okay. Any kind of particular hairstyle? Just younger, male, Hispanic, on foot, wearing all black?
No hairstyle.
Okay. So far. And one is for the hit and run. This guy fled from the scene at 37th Place in Kedzie. It all occurred, started at I-55 in Kedzie. Then they fled southbound at Kedzie, where the offending vehicle crashed. They ran the federal agent off the road. They fled on foot westbound 37th Place from Kedzie. It was a male Hispanic younger wearing all black clothing. 90 man.
Yeah, send the cars in that direction. Have them stay put. Two or three blocks away, all right? Have them hold tight until I give you further direction, please.
Okay, so for amphibious units responding to 39th Place in Kedzie per 999, if you guys can just So the unit's responding to 39th and Place in Kedzie. If you guys can start heading there as quick as you can, and then just hold tight for instructions with 999.
Per the chief of patrol, clear everybody up. We're not responding over there.
Radio tick. And again, per the chief of patrol, we have all the units that per 999. Chief of Patrol said all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody over to that location.
62, we're going to clear out as soon as we can. Squad, we're like blocked in over here, so we're going to do the best we can to get out of here as soon as we can.
So they were specifically told not to respond by Chief of Patrol. 999 was the watch commander of the Chicago police that was working that day, and he was in conversations with the Chief of Patrol telling him to instruct members not to respond there. So that's pretty much what happened at that location there. Jake, you got your ears on, because we can get back into a little business here. This Mark Sanchez, Fox News sports analyst and former quarterback for the Jets, arrested after being stabbed in Indianapolis. Now, I followed this right from the start, and it looked like he was just a victim of a crime or maybe a mugging or an assault or something, but it turns out that he was the aggressor, it appears, allegedly now, because if you see the picture of this 68 or 69-year-old truck driver.
Awful.
I mean, the guy's beaten to a pulp, and he said that he stabbed Mark Sanchez in self-defense because he was getting pummeled.
Yeah, he tried pepper spraying him.
Yeah, he tried pepper spraying him first. Didn't work. And again, if you see the video, if you see the pictures of the truck driver who was blocking in Mark Sanchez's vehicle, people saying that he was acting erratic in the alleyway of this establishment prior to doing wind sprints in his dress shoes and such, told this individual who was making a delivery to move his truck. Some kind of verbal altercation took place. A physical assault happened, and this is for a trial to reach out. The driver ended up pepper spraying Mark Sanchez, and then the assault continued to where that individual says that he needed to defend himself and did, in fact, stab him in self-defense. And the police, I guess, are buying into that. And now there's more surveillance video coming out from that area. But, he wasn't, Mark Sanchez was in critical condition due to stab wound, shortly unstable. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Critical condition, serious condition. But the individual, this truck driver, again, in his upper 60s,
69 years old.
69. Looks like he had the hell beat out of him.
Oh, my God. It's awful. And especially the gash on his face is anyone that digs this up or looks at these pictures, it's not for the faint of heart. I could tell you that. It's awful.
No, but it just goes to show how this story – I mean, this story changed to where Mark Sanchez was billed as a victim in the news. Like, oh, my God, Mark Sanchez is in critical condition due to being stabbed in a late night in Indianapolis when he was supposed to do the game the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, and it really is crazy how quickly things turn, Rob. And I found out about this, I would say, about maybe 12:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. And instantly you hear about him being stabbed, you hear about him being in critical condition, and you see everyone on Twitter or X, you see everyone, you know, praying for Mark Sanchez. And it was probably about, I'd say 3:30, 4 o'clock, that things took a turn. And next thing you know, he's being arrested. And then now the felony charges, and now possibly 1 to 6 years in jail. I mean, yeah, it's not a good situation whatsoever. And just, I don't know, just the whole thing. There's probably more to it, like you were saying. I mean, to be doing wind sprints and just with how mouthy he was towards the truck driver and then the police and everything. I mean,
yeah, he was very uncooperative with police. Extremely. Reports are staying. It doesn't look good for him, and I would imagine Fox Sports, if they haven't already, will be cutting ties with him.
Yeah. I mean, they put out a press release. It was on Saturday. And, of course, that was the other thing, like I was saying when I was talking to Sue about this. Instantly, you wonder, well, you know, who's going to take his place on Sunday? Because now, all of a sudden, like I talk about, Saturday, that's usually the day when the analysts, the play-by-play guy, when they usually meet up with, in this case, the Indianapolis Colts, the Las Vegas Raiders. You meet up. You have those production meetings. You BS a little bit, but you talk about the game itself. You talk about what's working for you, what isn't, what you're expected to do the next, what you're expecting the next day from your opponent. And yeah, I'm trying to find the statement that they put out on Saturday, but because then you have to. I was gonna say because then Brady Quinn. All of a sudden, here's Brady Quinn at the last minute having to go to Indianapolis and call an NFL game with Chris Myers. And yeah, I think it's safe to say that his time at Fox Sports is definitely over.
Yeah, I mean, and Mark Sanchez, 38 years old. His victim was 69. I mean, it's just not a good look all around.
Horrible.
Yeah, and again, if you see the pictures of the truck driver, the victim in this, where it was originally believed to be Mark Sanchez being the victim, you know, I think it tells a telling story. Hopefully, the truck driver who was just trying to make a living recovers fine. But you know, this is something that I don't think a lot of people are going to recover from.
No. So Fox Sports, they put out a statement. It was 1:49 p.m. on Saturday. And it said Mark Sanchez was injured in Indianapolis on Saturday and is recovering in the hospital in stable condition. We are deeply regretful to the medical team. We are deeply grateful, to the medical team for their exceptional care and support. Our thoughts and prayers are with Mark, and we ask that everyone please respect he and his family's privacy during this time. Obviously, that was before things took a turn. And then Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, they put out a statement, 234. IMPD is investigating a physical disturbance that happened near Senate Avenue and West Washington Street on October 4th, 2025, around 12:30 a.m. The incident involved two adult males, resulting in one man receiving lacerations and the other sustaining injuries consistent with stab wounds. Detectives believe this was an isolated incident between the two men and not a random act of violence. Both individuals, who are not local residents, have been identified. IMPD aggravated assault detectives are continuing the investigation and have reviewed video footage of the incident. Both men received medical treatment. The man with the apparent stab wounds remains hospitalized in stable condition. The case will be presented to the Marion County Prosecutor's Office for a charging decision. It is the practice of the IMPD Public Affairs Office to not identify the victims or suspects in incidents unless the suspect is arrested, charged, or being sought.
There you go.
Yeah.
The last time I saw Mark Sanchez, what year did you say that was? 2012?
2012. That's when they traded for Tim Tebow.
Yeah. Tim Tebow and Mark Sanchez were at Jets camp, training camp, right up here in upstate New York. And I was up there to view that, to watch the both of them. And I happened to meet Tim Tebow and Mark Sanchez when they were battling for that position. That was the last time I personally saw Mark Sanchez, but looks like he's going to need some help as far as whatever life choices he makes beyond this, you know, if alcohol was the cause here.
Agreed.
All right. It's 4:35 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice from the Commonwealth on this day, and we have five today. Police Officer Louis Robert Torello, Philadelphia Police Department in 1950, was stabbed to death when he and another officer were attacked at Montgomery Avenue and Boulevard Street by a man who had just been released from the Philadelphia State Hospital at Bayberry. The other officer shot the suspect three times. Chief of Police Warren M. Kramer, Hatboro Borough Police Department in 1955, was struck by a vehicle when he stepped off the curb into the street. He was searching for lost property at the time of the incident. Patrolman Bartholomew James Cohen, Philadelphia Police Department in 1922, was killed when his car collided with a trolley near St. Agnes Hospital. Patrolman William F. Smith, Homestead Borough Police Department in 1920, was shot and killed after responding to a scene of a drunk man brandishing a handgun. And Private Chester Arthur Coons, Philadelphia State Police in 1918, died after contracting the Spanish influenza while in the performance of his duties. And those are our five from today that made the ultimate sacrifice in law enforcement in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It is 4:43. Let me tell you about the Goodfeet store located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard across from the Olive Garden. They are making it easier than ever to feel your best. I've had my Goodfeet art supports now for over 2 years, two and a half years pretty much. And the fact that I have had no other intervention as far as my sciatic pain, my plantar fasciitis, the numbness is just mind-boggling to me. It's why I can keep telling you about my Goodfeet art supports, because I truly believe in them because they've worked for me. And that's the only thing I could base it on for you guys. And I've had all the interventions. I've had nerve ablations. I've had the pain shots. I've had the braces, you know, falling asleep in the boot to help with the plantar fasciitis, rolling my foot on the ball. The whole nine yards, I've had to do it because I have battled severe sciatic pain, you know, for the past over 20 years now. So you could say goodbye to foot pain and hello to personalized comfort from these Goodfeet art supports like I did. No waiting. The art supports are immediately available, and you can experience that today with a free test walk. And what I love about them, they're proudly made here in the U.S. So do what I did. Walk into 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. Call them at 570-534-0980. Check them out online at goodfeet.com. Because like me, you're not going anywhere without good feet. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? What do we have for today on this day, Monday? Well, it's not always been Monday, but it's always been October 6th on this day. Let's see what we have. The first train robbery in U.S. history, 1866. The first train robbery in U.S. history. On October 6, 1866, the Reno brothers carried out what is often cited as America's first peacetime train robbery, stealing about $10,000 from a train near Seymour, Indiana. 1866. Criminals back then. Naval action during the Revolutionary War, 1777. The uncompleted U.S. frigate Montgomery, built at Poughkeepsie, New York, was burned on this day to prevent her capture by British forces. Founding of the U.S. Pharmaceutical Association, 1852. The first nationwide trade association for pharmacists and the pharmaceutical profession in the U.S. was established on October 6, 1852. 1966, LSD was made illegal. On October 6, 1966, LSD was placed under strict control in the U.S., making its possession and generally illegal and shutting down legal scientific research programs. That was on this day in 1966. German-American Day from 1987 onward in the U.S., October 6th is observed as German-American Day, commemorating the founding of Germantown, now part of Philadelphia, in 1683. The day honors German-American heritage. Some cultural and scientific first. The Jazz Singer premiered in 1927. The film widely recognized as the first talkie, part sound, premieres in New York City, marking the turning point of the motion picture history. Human-powered circumnavigation completed in 2007. British adventurer Jason Lewis finished an around-the-world journey using only human power, pedal, wheelchair, boat. Exoplanet announced, 1995, the first exoplanet orbiting a sun-like star. 51 Pegasi B was revealed on October 6th. Brett Kavanaugh confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court in 2018 by a Senate vote of 50 to 48, one of the narrowest margins in modern Supreme Court history. And the U.S. Supreme Court expands same-sex marriage in 2014 on this day. The Supreme Court declined appeals from several states, effectively enabling broader recognition of same-sex marriages. And Pope John II visits the White House in 1979. He became the first pope to visit the White House, meeting with President Jimmy Carter. Some broader global events. Yom Kippur War began in 1973. Egypt and Syria launched a surprise attack on Israel on October 6th, marking the start of the major Middle Eastern war. Assassination of Egyptian President Anwar Sadat, 1981, was killed during a military parade in Cairo by Islamic extremists. And Austria-Hungary annexes Bosnia, 1908. This provoked tensions in Europe preceding World War I. And that's what we have for today in U.S. history. Let me tell you about my friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Listen, I when I looked at these split-air ductless systems, I checked the big box store. I've been following it for a couple of years now. Should I pull the trigger? Shouldn't I pull the trigger? Do I just want to do it myself and try to save a couple of bucks? And then once I looked into everything, first of all, it's not worth the day or 2 days for me to break my back, arms and neck trying to put these units in, even though it's not that bad. The units themselves, the more research I did on the companies, the units, talking to people who had them, you know, a couple of years, you get some good use out of them, and then they start to break down because they're just not that top-of-the-line equipment. So I wanted a local business, a family-run business, and someone who used that top-of-the-line equipment. And those Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems are just that, those top-of-the-line equipment. Ask anyone in the HVAC industry, and they will tell you. Ask them what's the best ductless split-air system in their opinion. And they'll tell you the Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems. My friends over at Monk HVAC are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors and trained premier comfort specialists. If Central AC is the route you want to go, they have 24/7 service, 365 days a year, cool club maintenance plans, and water heaters same day. And that family value, Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, their name's on everything. So if it's Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, you're dealing with the Monk family and they're going to treat you as such. Installation was a breeze. Under 5 hours, they had my entire system put in, tested, and walking me through the remote controls and how to clean the system and clean the filters and everything like that. So check them out if heating or air conditioning is in your future, which I think it's in all our future, to be honest with you. Give Monk HVAC a call and check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. And see what they can do for you today. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show as we come up on the 5 o'clock hour here. But I see Jake's got his headphones on, so we know I got to bring him on this. Listen, I watched a lot of football on Saturday. My Navy midshipman, 5-0, a tough game against Air Force, but 5-0, I will give it to him. I screamed at my TV more during that game than I should have. But Penn State knocked out of the top 25 AP poll. Not a good game. Coach, I saw his press conference afterwards. He blamed everyone but himself, which I just don't have respect for. At least listen, your contract is stable. You're not going anywhere. At least say something and take some sort of responsibility. He blamed it on everything from travel to the Oregon loss to his defense didn't do this, his offense didn't do this. Listen, you're the leadership. Take some responsibility. And because of that, they're out of the top 25 AP poll, and there's been some big shifts there. So what do you guys think? I see both of you. I got EJ in there with his headphones on, too. So
yeah. First time in 3 years that they're not in the top 25, Rob. And a matter of fact, I mean, I even said it before the season started when they were ranked second behind Texas in the first top 25 poll. I even said that I felt like that was too much of a reach. Totally expected them to lose to Oregon last week. But to go all the way out to California to look flat, I mean, UCLA pretty much controlled that game. I know Penn State got in it towards the end. But
with an interim coach, a backup quarterback.
And they're winless.
The defense coordinator was, like, brought in from 7-Eleven yesterday. And I mean, come on now.
But like you were saying, man, I mean, when you're the head coach, you have to take accountability. No, I mean, I don't care if you're playing out in California. I don't care if you have to travel out earlier than expected. I mean, it's up to you to prepare this team and get this team ready to rock and roll.
Listen, you wanted the big stage. You wanted the big bucks. You have to be in the big spotlight. And without saying at least somewhere in there, and I need to coach better.
And that's the thing, man. I mean, like they beat up on like Villanova and Nevada. And everyone has all these high expectations. And, I mean, it's just the same song and dance when it comes to James Franklin.
I get you have to fill your schedule. Yeah, I get you have to fill your schedule. But, listen, strength of schedule early in your season is extremely important. And look who they're playing next, the next couple of games. I mean, they got Ohio coming up. They got Indiana coming. They got teams coming up.
Illinois.
November 1st. Yeah.
Here's an idea if you want to fill your schedule. Maybe don't schedule Villanova. Maybe play Pitt, who you talk a bunch of garbage about, but would probably spank you right now. Just saying. That's just my bias showing up. But I just thank you for bringing this up right when I was coming down the hallway, because I do have to say this. I will give Penn State credit in one thing. They're very an entertaining team to watch. At least that game was quite entertaining towards the end. But what I will tell you is, it's fantastic because finally they're exposed. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel for you, Penn State fans, but believe me, my Navy game was a tough one to watch as well, but we pulled it out. 5 o'clock here at WILK.
Now with the Democrats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
There's- Search and inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.